Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, up in Lake Forest, Illinois today, there's going to be a guy wearing jersey number one. And he is going to demonstrate his command, we hope, of the huddle. Hoodie, good morning. It's a big day.
It is a big day. And normally people would say, oh, it's just mini camp. You know, they're just putting on the pads or just trying to get comfortable with one another. But no, it's a big day because just like draft day was a big day for you and I and everyone else as Bears fans, it's a big day to see Justin Fields in a Bears uniform at House Hall. It's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Now, the head coach won't be there. We can get into that contact tracing and all of that. But this is the dawning of an era. And I was reading a bunch of articles this morning that Matt said that when they had the first rookie minicamp after drafting Patrick Mahomes, he had never been in a huddle. Because in college and his high school team, they ran no huddle.
That's why Texas Tech was fun to watch, because they were in that sugar huddle where just like, you know what, we just got to go. You know, third and long, second and short, just go. We just got to go. And that's why people were attracted to Patrick Mahomes. Like, boy, this guy, this offense moves fast. And that may not be great, but boy, it moves quickly.
And that's why there were questions. I don't know. No one's from that system has ever made it in the NFL. Yes, he's got a big arm and all that, but
it's a gimmick.
Right. Can he read an NFL defense? Can he command a... There were a lot of questions, and that's why he was on the board at 10. It's easy now for him to go, how did that guy not go number one? There were questions. No one from that system had made it. And Matt said the first time we got in the huddle in rookie minicamp, he's completely like a fish out of water, yelling out the play calls, and the defense is like, we hear you. We hear what you're saying over there, man. You're in a huddle. You got to command the huddle, but you can't let us hear what you're doing. And he said a month later, we went, okay, we're good here.
Yeah, I mean, so think about Patrick Mahomes just like, hey, man, we're not huddling, but hey, you know the play. Like 86, you know 86 blue, let's want you know it's just what we're doing. All right, here we go. Here we go. Everything was tempo. Right. Everything was fast at Texas Tech. It was telegenically wonderful to watch because there was no downtime when he was in college.
Right.
But then you get to the pros, like, hey, you got to have some kind of discipline. What? You mean you got to talk to these guys in a huddle?
Right.
Like, no, you have to have some discipline. Bring the team together. Bring your other 10 teammates together. And so I just wonder what that looks like for Justin Fields now on the NFL level.
Yeah, when Jim McMahon got here, and we've told the story where he got in the huddle the first time, he came from a pro system with Lavelle Edwards at BYU.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what it meant to command a huddle. And he had a little bit of ass in him that he was, hey, guys, nobody talks in my effing huddle. Shut up. I'm in charge. And I'm like, whoa, we've got a quarterback here.
That's right.
And that's what it turned out to be. So we'll see where this goes. But it's a cool day, man, that we got the dream answered in the draft. That was the guy they targeted, and now he's on the field. And it's not like they're going to be in full pads knocking each other around. They just go through the plays, and they want to see what he does. And Matt won't be there.
That's the thing that is unfortunate, that he will not be there because of contact tracing. So he has not been fully vaccinated, clearly, and so he will not be there. The only thing, when I first heard this story, the thing that resonated with me the most, Cap, is head coaches, whether they're hard ass or whether they are a player's coach, they all want the same thing, right? And that is, hey, be accountable. Make sure that you're available. Your unavailability does not help us. You got to be available. And the head coach is not available.
Correct.
That's the only thing that resonated with me, is like, you can decide to have one shot. You can decide to have no shots. whatever you want to do. It's your life. It doesn't control me because I'm always going to be protected to the best of my ability. But this Nagy is no different than any other coach that says, hey, you know, you got to be on time and this is how we do things. And we got to make sure that we're available. And the head coach is not available. Thank goodness this is just mini camp and not preseason or regular season or the playoffs, as we saw here with the Browns just recently with Stefanski.
Right.
So, but I just find that fascinating. You want what's best for your team because you have a set of rules and you can't follow them as a head coach because you're flying all around the country trying to take care of the Bears, but you got to take care of yourself first. Right?
He put the franchise ahead of his health.
Can't do that.
And he said, I'm getting fully vaccinated. It's not like I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that's not going to do it. He's already had his first shot. I think he's up to get his second shot next week.
It's just not worth your health, man. Take care of yourself. You'll be all right.
So, and I don't know, you know, Ryan Pace, the scouts, the ones that went, they were limiting who could go to pro days this year. So usually it would be three from a team. So it'd be Ryan, Matt, and whether they took Bill Lazor to some, John DeFilippo, Josh Lucas, Champ Kelly, whoever they took for the third spot, I don't know. I haven't called up there and said, are you vaccinated? It's not my business.
Sure.
But you're getting on airplanes, charters or commercial, whatever it is. You're getting on airplanes. You're putting your health at risk because of your commitment to the job. Great. I'm thrilled you're that committed to the position that you want your football team to be better. But you got to look out for yourself, man. You and I were hunting vaccines.
Yeah. Yes.
We were.
Yeah, we're calling each other.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, send me that link that you have.
Yes. I needed that.
Right. And it eventually worked out. We got our shots. But, wow, I'm just shocked.
You just have to take care of yourself. And so it just goes back to a conversation we had not too long ago about us as men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to the doctor. If you go to the doctor, you find out you're sick.
Right.
Can't go to the doctor.
Right.
I feel good, but if I go to the doctor, he'll say I don't feel good. I don't want to feel like that. Man, I got to keep working, man. I got a family to feed. I got bills to pay. I don't got time for no doctor. We as men are so hesitant to go to the doctor because you don't want to have bad news. Or we're working so hard, we're just drilling all the way through, just trying to get through life, just saying, I got to get to that invisible brass ring. You know what the brass ring is for Nagy? It's a Super Bowl championship, right? Right. The elusive brass ring. I got to get up there and get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, I'm just going to work hard, and I'm going to sleep on the couch in the office, whatever I got to do. And this is not just sports. This is just the office, too. Real business people, right? Those that get up at 4 a.m. that's trying to beat the crowd, trying to get things accomplished. It's like, I just got to keep working until I reach my goal, my destination, my happiness. But you also got to take care of yourself at the same time. You got to take care of your health, too.
You have to.
Like, the Bears aren't worth that.
Like, I was, I was, because I told you.
Yeah.
When I went to get colonoscopy with Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd had one before. The test is easy. But I was nervous. God, I don't know. I mean, haven't had any issues. What if he finds something? But what's the alternative? I don't go and then I find out too late? Like, son of a, yeah. If I'd gone a year earlier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, you do you out there. We're not preaching to you.
No, no.
Well, you do you, but look out for yourself.
That's all it is. We want you to be around.
Right.
as listeners, as part of Take That Nation, we just want you to be around.
Right.
And same thing with Matt Nagy, too, man. But Matt is no different than a lot of people that we know. You and I both know in our circles, those that are jet setters going across the country, got to make this sale, man. Got to be able to get this money. I just got to, you know, hunting and pecking for the next dollar, right?
Right.
And they do it because they love it, or they do it because they do it for family or whatever. But, you know, and for Matt Nagy, like, I know that he feels like his back is against the wall. No matter what we're talking about, it's just that you don't want to walk around in coaching circles being, oh, that's the guy that's Mr. 500. Oh, you're the guy that's just the average head coach. No one gets into the profession to be average. No one takes the microphone and puts the headset on just to be average.
Right.
At least there's some that don't mind because they're tenured and they're fine. But I know that you and I don't get in here just to be average.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So that's the difference. Like, so, but at the same time, we still have to take care of ourselves so we can keep moving forward. I'm sure for Matt, it's like, I don't care about this. No, you got to care about it.
I can't get a shot because if I don't feel well, I got Trey Lance's pro day tomorrow.
It's not worth it, man.
It's not worth it.
How many coaches do you know that's like that?
A billion of them. A billion
right.
of them.
Right.
I don't feel great, but I got to just keep grinding, man. No. You can't. 312-332-3776. So how excited are you that Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins, all these guys, will be on the field at Halas Hall today? They will actually walk into the facility. They will get their COVID test. And they will walk to the locker that has their name on it, and they're members of the Bears.
You know what, Cap? One of the things that we don't talk enough about, but I'll bring it up here. You know what keeps us going as sports fans besides the gambling? Besides the sports betting?
Yep.
Do you know what keeps us going? New. Fresh.
Hope.
New.
Hope. Yeah, new and hope.
Yep.
Like fresh. Justin Fields is,
it's new.
Wow, new. This is fresh. New. Like you put a new suit on, yeah. You're like, okay, it's another blue suit, but this is, it's fresh. I feel yes. good in this.
It's fresh.
And he provides hope.
Yep. And the reason why I say that is because after looking at all these quarterbacks, and it's kind of like, you know, we see when we play the Bears, this long list of quarterbacks that are bad, and, you mm-hmm. know, just like it becomes all in the family at the end of the show, and they run the credits, and it's like all of these quarterbacks are bad, right? Mm-hmm. It's like it lasts forever. Mm-hmm. But Fields brings something new to the table. And I know that the time that Fields got drafted, people said, well, what about this? Listen, all the things that are question marks about the Bears, we've already identified since the end of the season to now. We know the holes on the football team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing like new. There's nothing like a fresh coat of paint when you have a quarterback in place, in which a quarterback that you haven't seen quite like this used probably ever for the Bears. The closest thing would be Cordell Stewart. When they were running the high school plays, you remember this, like mm-hmm. Cordell is like, it was embarrassing, right? They were running the Wildcat before it was fashionable.
Correct.
It was awful.
Awful.
It was embarrassing. It was one of the most embarrassing moments for me as a Bears fan. It's like, boy, we have zero at the quarterback position. We're running high school plays. And that's what I call it at the time, right? There was no Wildcat in the NFL when Cordell was doing it with the Bears.
Right. We were just gadgets.
It was awful.
Right.
But when you see Justin Fields, it feels fresh. When you see what they've done the offensive line, it feels fresh. We know the question marks in the offensive line. We know the question marks in the defense, the age. Now we just got to see how it all comes together. How does it mesh? So, but for me, it feels good this morning that at least we'll be able to see these guys and get reports about how they felt being in a Bears uniform for the first time. Just being with the coaches.
No question.
Feels fresh.
It's step one mm-hmm. of what we hope is a 15-year journey.
Sure.
There you go.
Feels new.
All right, 312-332-3776. We'll get to your calls. Is the NFL morphing into the NBA with load management? That's next. Plus, owner George got a letter. I can't wait. Such a great exclusive we were able to get. We'll be right back. ESPN.
Yeah.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to Letters with George. I'm your host, Owner George, and Ryan and Matt are football guys. And I want you to know we're looking forward to minicamp. Boy, it's going to be a great season. We'll see our new quarterback, Ronnie Fields. He's going to be out there today. It's going to be great to see Ronnie Fields and what he does for our Chicago Bears. Well, we've get letters from far and wide talking about this Chicago Bears team. I like this one. Come on! Like this one. Alex from Aurora. Alex says, Dear George, I'm looking forward to the season. Well, that's great. I am as well. I was wondering, with the changes made to the team, will you be putting in new grass, new sod for the Chicago Bears? It's absolutely f***ing embarrassing that my favorite team plays on that slop. Fix it, George. Signed, Alex and Aurora. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Dear Alex, thank you so much for your letter. I want you to know that Mom and I do a great job filling the holes on the surface. It's
very safe, and there will be no major injuries. Fingers crossed. George. Go Bears. Well, we'll just fold this letter up. Real nice. Put it in an envelope. Seal it up. And send it off to the courier. Thanks so much. And go Bears! Hee-haw!
Wow. Still unbelievable. We don't carry the games. We blast them a lot. And he agreed to do this awesome segment. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting, JR. There are no I's in Go Bears. He seems like he's dotting I's that are not there.
Yeah, a lot of dots, a lot of really sharp, blunt.
You notice that?
There.
You notice that?
I was more concerned that if I was Alex and Aurora, the slop and slobber as he sealed up the envelope.
Well, you know, got to make sure it's sealed.
He struggled to get the letter out of the envelope. Did you hear that?
Yes, there's a little frustration there. I can understand. But, listen, it's great. And even Alex and Aurora knows that it's a big day for the Chicago Bears. And so does George. He sounds excited. Good to know that him and mom always just drop the grass seeds and take care of the sod at Soldier Field.
Who's got the shovel and who's got the wheelbarrow in that situation?
I think we know which one's which.
George, we need to work on the field at Hallis. So we were going to get a landscape company in. How much? Well, it's expensive. Mom and I will take care of it. We've got it.
Go to Handy Andy.
They've got a sale at Menards. Go pick up the grass seed.
Oh, the man. Crafty Beaver.
Crafty Beaver. That's great.
You were harder than the beaver last night, Ward. You were saying?
Anyway, I'm ecstatic that they've got Justin Fields. And somebody tweeted at me and said, can one draft pick undo all this angst that you guys have had? Yes, it can. Yes, it absolutely can. Now, I'm not telling you he's Michael Jordan, but when the Bulls drafted Michael Jordan, what were they as a franchise?
Nothing.
A clown show.
Yeah. A traveling cocaine circus.
I was a vendor there. My brother and I were vendors as we were getting through school. You basically had your own season ticket holder that you served.
Mm-hmm.
There were like 900 people at the stadium. People forget this. And it was the traveling cocaine circus, the late Quentin Daly, the late Orlando Woolridge. Like, you had all these issues.
I mean, shout out to Reggie Theus, my guy. I'm just saying, though, that when Jordan came, the fortunes changed. People started coming.
One guy.
Yeah, it
changed.
Took one guy. Yeah.
You're telling me that if Justin Fields isn't what they believe he can be, that doesn't change the perspective of the team?
Of course.
And the franchise and the city? Come on, man.
It goes to our poll question at Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. When will Justin Fields start for the Bears? Week 1 through 4, week 5 through 9, week 10 through 17, no starts this year. 41% of you that voted said week 1 through 4. And as Cap and I have told you, through the first four games of the season, it feels like 3-1, at worst 2-2. Would you pull the trigger on Andy Dalton if he is a starter, if the team's winning? I see it very winnable. The only loss I saw in the first four was the Cleveland game.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I just think they're more potent offensively.
I think Cleveland has a real chance to make a deep, deep run. I think the best team in the AFC is the Buffalo Bills. I do. Kansas City still has offensive line issues.
Mm-hmm.
Much as I love Kyle Long, he's a good dude. He hasn't played. Now you're going to give him, he's been hunting injury reserve how many times? I hope to God he has an all-pro season. I do. I love the guy. But all the injuries he's dealt with, you're bringing over a guy coming off an Achilles injuries, Eric Fisher, who couldn't play in the Super Bowl, and he's going to be back to be your blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes day one? Not so sure. So we'll see.
So you asked before the break about load management possibly coming to the NFL.
Correct.
Now, I told you, just rewind the clock. I told you at the time, I said, I'm going to be the minority on this particular opinion. Well, actually, all opinions on this show. But I'm not going to be the minority on this opinion, and that is...
You always make me laugh.
So that's not intentional. But it's just that 17 games, Cap, mm-hmm. it seems excessive. But I understand the NFL. They want to have their money. This is the latest we're going to see the regular season into January 9th. Okay, so I get it. I know it's because of the money. You don't really, the players should be paid more for this extra game, but they're not. But load management could be a thing here where it could be not just one game, could be two if you've already clinched. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine, man, a week and a half or 2 weeks of football where you don't see your starters on a regular basis down in, down out? That very well could be with these extra games.
Especially if your team is either way up the track. I mean, let's assume that, pick a team that we don't think is going to be very good. Houston,
yep.
Okay, let's assume they get Deshaun Watson back.
Mm-hmm.
And they are 3-11.
Mm-hmm. That's likely.
You putting him back out there every game the rest of the way? If he's got a nagging injury, you're like, that's our franchise quarterback. Why am I putting him through in harm's way?
But as a fan, as a season ticket holder, or if you get that one chance to go to a game, like, where's my guy? He's not here? How come he's not playing? You know, I paid good money to see these players play. Where are they?
Right.
Especially in the NFL, 17 weeks. Now, the NBA, a sport that I love the NBA, but the NBA has really done a disservice to its fans.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're in a pandemic, so we're not going to have, like, the full amount of fans in a stadium now this year. But if you're an NBA fan, you say, man, I'm in Minneapolis. I'm a Timberwolves fan, but I love watching LeBron play. LeBron's not playing? Why isn't LeBron playing? Because it's Minnesota.
Correct. It's not like he, like when he had the ankle injury, okay, he missed 6 weeks. I get it.
Sure.
That happens. No, it's your team sucks and they feel like they can win anyway, or they're so far ahead in the standings, they don't feel like they got to play him. He's not even making the trip.
You can't see him on the sidelines, man. You can't even get a glimpse of him.
Because it's not even so much the season ticket holder. But what about the guy or gal? Let's assume there's a mother out there. She's a school teacher. Or she saved all her money. Or he is a postal carrier. And he saved every paycheck a little bit. Hey, son, guess what I got us? I bought two tickets. Lakers are coming to town. LeBron's not playing. Oh. AD's not playing.
Oh.
What?
Right. You know how much that hurts?
Yes.
You're a Bulls fan.
Michael Jordan, what did he always say? I play every game as many minutes as I can for the people that paid ticket to see me.
You know what load management was from the Jordan era? Let's beat the hell out of this team so I can put ice in my knees in the fourth so we can get to the club.
Correct.
His load management was like, I'm going to play 30 minutes. We're going to beat this team by 25. All right. Hey, Fire. Mark File. Where's the ice?
Yep.
Where's the ice? Let's go. I'm not going back out there, Michael. Nope. We got them beat by 25, and they're not coming back because our bench is just as good defensively. Right. We're good. I got the ice in the knee.
But you saw me for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but at least you saw me, though, right? Yeah.
Agreed. This is Teddy Bruschi on Get Up on Load Management. Teddy, of course, was a star with the New England Patriots, now in the media.
You know how teams value their divisional games and how important and critical they can be to winning that division, especially if it's tight. So with there being now an extra game in a 17-game regular season, do general managers and head coaches start to load manage their players so they're 100% healthy for a stretch run? I mean, in terms of the Washington football team, I mean, they play the Raiders late before they get into that divisional stretch. I mean, is there a certain player that could use an extra week of rest? I mean, is there a team, for another example, that has a 4-game lead in the division and you want to save him? I mean, these type of things now I think will start to be talked about. I mean, is there a Sunday, Thursday, a stretch of a games where it's so tight and the they look at it and it's like, man, this is a brutal stretch right here and we've got player X that's not feeling so well. So we got 17 of them now. Do we take him out of this game to make sure he's healthy? Those type of conversations in terms of load management in the NFL. I know this is usually an NBA thing and a basketball thing, but now they can start to enter the conversation possibly.
Oh, now here's the difference, Cap. It hurts the NBA. TNT game, all right, here we go. Milwaukee against, you know, Phoenix. Wait a minute, Giannis isn't playing? Click. Seriously, like from a television standpoint, the numbers are down because you don't know who's playing or not.
Correct.
It hurts the league. Adam Silver needs to control that. You need your stars in the building and on TV for primetime games. The Sunday afternoon package, the Thursday TNT package, the ESPN. For them not to play in these big games, it hurts the league. For the NFL, though, if Tom Brady decides he's not going to play, yeah, it'll be a downer, but the league will still survive. But it's not really good for the team in general, though. Could you imagine one of these guys taking off right before the bye? In week four, week five, you're like, wait a minute now. You haven't clinched anything yet. Yeah, but I need the rest because we got a long stretch. If that happens in the NFL fans are going to be pretty pissed.
Especially when you have guys like Kyrie. Yeah, I don't like what's going on in the world. I'm out for 10
That's
days.
That's bad for the league.
Bad.
Now, but what if that happens?
Give your payback.
But in the NFL, Cap, if that happens in week five, like Bruschi just laid out for you, what if it's in the middle of the season?
Right.
And players like, yeah, it's 17 weeks. I'm just going to play this week. How is that going to work? How would that make you feel as an NFL fan?
Not good. That would suck.
You only have 17 of those in the playoffs.
Correct.
You should play.
Correct. That's the one thing. You only have 17, so every game matters, division or not. We'll get to your calls. 312-332-3776. Your football calls next. Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So, I got a note from this guy, Josh Rusnak.
Yes, Josh.
His wife, Evita, he drives her to work every day, or most days, and he puts us on. He loves the show. Mm-hmm. Listens every day.
Thank you very much.
Catches the podcast. Thank you, Josh. She's like, do we have to listen to these two guys? Do we have to listen to sports in the morning? Her birthday is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Evita, Hoodie and I would like to wish you a great birthday. And we'd like to welcome you to Take That Nation. Because now, he's got her listening to the show.
Awesome. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Evita, listen, we're not bad guys.
We're not.
We're great guys.
We're funny.
Yes.
We think.
Wait a minute, Danny. What's with the waving hand there? What are you saying there? We are good guys.
Great. You could have said great. Yeah, great. You do some things pretty great.
Yeah.
So, Evita, have a great birthday. Yeah. Welcome to Take That Nation.
And JR is a pretty good guy, too.
JR is.
And when Meller's here, even better.
A couple times a week?
Yeah. When he's here a couple times a week? Absolutely.
But he usually just shares everything with Carmen and Yurko.
And he will do that today at 10.
Correct.
He'll be in for Carm.
Put there it on the go. Poll. Who's more missed today, Matt Nagy or Hallis Hall or Jeff Meller on Cap and J-Hood?
All right. Put that on the poll, JR. See how that comes back.
There you go. All so right. Happy birthday, Evita.
So,
right.
So are you afraid? Give me your thoughts before you go to the phones. Your thoughts on the NBA-NFL parallel when it comes to load management. I told you, as someone, and I'll be recording the Under the Hood basketball podcast after our show today. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame and mm-hmm. the playoffs, everything else. I mean, it hurts the league. As someone who kind of works for the league, gets a check from the league every now and then.
Yeah.
It hurts the league when you don't see the stars. How would that affect the NFL?
I'm not as concerned because I think – Yurko would be a great person to ask a crosstalk. I think the mentality of a football player is different. Like the NBA player, fans don't understand this. The NBA player gets up on Monday, jumps on the plane. They play Tuesday in Brooklyn. They get on a plane. They fly, you know, till late at night. Now they're in wherever.
Yeah.
What club are we going to? They get some rest, get up, let's do it again, get back on the. Like they're always gone. And they have a social life out there. They like to experience the city. Football players are not like that.
Yeah.
You fly out Saturday morning. You play on Sunday. You're home Sunday night. Your body's all beat up. You sleep in on Monday. You go in and get your lifting in, watch a little film. You get your Tuesday off. And you're right back grinding again on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different life. And I think their mentality is, okay, could they take, if Patrick Mahomes has got a nagging ankle and they're 11-0 and the next team in the division is 4-7, yeah, he may take a game off. Maybe.
That would be bad for the league, though. for gambling, for fantasy football, and just in general, like, this is the game I want to see. We're 11-0. Let's see Patrick. It's Matt Moore.
But I don't think they're going to just, yeah, I'm not playing today. It's the Bears, and they stink. I don't see that coming.
Brother, if that happens with
it's
the 17th.
For the league. Bad.
Now, again, the ratings will still be fine. Mm-hmm. They'll still be interested in the league, but people will be complaining a lot. They complain now that after a team goes undefeated or if they're having a great season and they take the week off. That ask Pittsburgh what
Brother,
that's like.
If you're starting at left tackle and I'm playing tailback,
yeah,
we'd be awful. They're still going to watch.
Sure. Sure.
They're still going to watch.
Sure.
Oh, God. Who is that guy playing running back? That little stocky 5'8 guy?
Kaplan, 4 yards.
Yeah, second minus 4 yards.
You get there. I'd open the hole for you.
Just don't fumble.
I'll open the hole for you. You just got to get through it.
That's it. Let's go to the phones. How about Mike's out on I-55? Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I think the main thing is that the NBA, outside of load management, lacks parity, right? You look at the NFL. Why is the NFL so successful is that they have parity, and the reason why is they have a hard cap. With the NBA luxury tax, if you got a super team, like you're willing to kind of pay a couple years of luxury tax to get your championship. So if you're that average fan, the likelihood of you seeing a star is, you know, is lessened, because it's not like the 90s Bulls area where every single team had a star. So there's three teams out there with, a, you know, their own trio of stars, and you go to a game, I mean, it increases your probability that they're sitting because of load management.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I understand his perspective. Mm-hmm. I do. And again, thanks for the call, Mike. I just think football players think differently. They do.
Well, athletes as a whole are usually a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that some of these teams take the opportunity for a player to play out of their hands. Yeah, you're going to rest today. Why? We just need you for another game. You know, like the medical staff tells you, you don't have to really play this game. You can play the next one. Sometimes it's out of the player's hands. What is the player going to do? Say, I'm going to suit up anyway?
What if they said, again, I'm not a professional football player, but if I'm the quarterback of the Chicago freaking Bears and I'm actually having a really good season, you know what? We're 9-1. We're playing an awful Houston team. Why don't you sit this week?
Nope. Gotta
no,
play.
Sir. That's not what I do. I'm a football player.
If we're ahead and you want to put in my backup, that's fine, but I got to play. Why did I prepare all this week? Why did I work out all this week?
Who took snaps in preseason in New England? Tom Brady.
Tom Brady did.
He played.
At least a series.
Our guy,
yeah.
Mitch, and Matt has thankfully changed his perspective. They didn't put Mitch on the field.
Well, that was wrong.
Can't take a chance on him getting hurt. Tom Brady's playing.
That was wrong.
We weren't hard enough on him. No. At least I wasn't.
No, that wasn't right.
Mike is in Schererville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I want to disagree with a statement you made earlier, kind of drawing a little bit of a comparison to MJ to the Fields pick. You know, the best comparison I can draw on this is Pace had his chance at Jordan. He had his chance at Mahomes. Instead, he made the Sam Bowie pick, and he took Mitch Trubisky. At that point, he should have been fired. The fact that he's getting a second bite at the apple here to hopefully make it right with Fields is egregious. His entire track record to this point that's allowing him to get to this chance is just so bad.
Well, you know what, Mike? You're right. But what are we supposed to do? Stop watching the Bears?
Absolutely not. But the fact that we allowed Pace to make this pick is what bothers
me.
Hold
on. We didn't allow. The management said, that's the guy we want. We're going
right,
to do the process.
Wrong. They should have fired him. We should have had this pick.
Mike, yes. That was not in the cards. It wasn't going to happen. And I'm ecstatic.
Why should we fire him? Does he have a deal that says he cannot be fired ever?
Hey, Mike,
that is still wrong.
But, Mike, you're right. But what are we supposed to do? You're right. But now we're just standing here, you and I and Cap, and you're saying he should have been fired. You know who said that also? Cap and I. We also said at the end of the season it was time for something new. So, but now what do we do?
Agree. The fact that we have Fields is, I think, a lucky pick right now that we got him at this point. You know, I hope it works out. But the fact that this regime made this pick, it bothers me so much.
Well, they made it. They believe they got it right. and they did the process differently. So either get on board or find a different team. But Ryan is the guy, and I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, Mike, listen. What you're saying is correct.
Thanks, Mike.
Because I want it changed too. Maybe a different regime would have done the same thing by getting Fields and going up in the draft. But what are we supposed to do? You know, at the beginning of the Sox manager search, it said, you know, get someone that's modern that could be able to fit with this young team. They got TLR. What am I supposed to do? Turn in my Sox cap?
Right. So he's a Cubs fan now. Right. I mean, not going to happen. That's in your blood.
Who would ever root for the other team?
Cubs?
Well, he said, now you're a Cubs fan. I'm just saying, who would ever switch teams? You root for one.
Well,
no, actually, I root for the Cubs, except, and I will cheer for the White Sox unless they're playing the Cubs. That's called unity.
How about that? How about that, Danny? It's unity.
Unity. How do you feel about John Hamm and John Gruden? Unity. Mr. Let's bring people together.
Well, John Hamm, I've never met. I just thought he just strikes me as a jerk.
Because
he may be a nice guy. I don't know.
It's because you're a baby.
Probably
it's
right.
Like you're mad at his character, not even the person. Just you didn't like the character.
Correct.
In the Richard
and
Jewell.
And he's a Cardinals fan.
In the Richard Jewell movie, right?
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
I don't like you because
now,
I like your character.
John Gruden? He can F himself. Jimmy Joe.
Unity, man. Unity.
Jimmy Joe Pesci. Hey, Jimmy, what's up? Welcome back to the show, kid.
Good morning. 120 days are up, and I'm glad I'm back. Hoodie, how you doing in there, Buck? Hoodie.
I don't know what Hoodie's doing. He's on his computer.
No problem. Okay, listen, I want to give my perspective, and I want to start off by saying this, and Hoodie might know what I'm talking about. Let me fan the way I want to fan. If I want to talk about load management. If my team was a true contender, the Chicago Bulls, to go and win the championship, I will want them. I will understand that they're resting, and I will get it. I will want my team to have the highest percentage health wise to win a championship, because my team isn't there, so I get the manure end of the stick that I don't see LeBron James play. I don't see the good players play.
Right.
But if I was from Los Angeles, or from a team that has a true chance of winning, I will understand the resting.
Yeah, I get your point, Jimmy, and we welcome you back to the show. Glad your 120 days of penance are up. We have one quick question. Danny and I were wondering, what do you do for a living?
You asked me this before, and I told you last time, I think, radiology, I'm an MRI tech, so I put you inside that tube. And in essence, I see the real inner you.
Got it. All right. Well,
hey, I just want to say something. I don't mind, you know, me calling us arguing, but, you know, and I got, you know, I listen to the podcast sometimes to record us conversing and giving my opinion.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why Hoodie called me a jerk. You know, I never disrespected nobody over there. If I was to say that to you guys online, on here, I'll get better. I don't know why he called me an idiot or a jerk.
Jimmy, we're all good now. Kumbaya, peace and love, kumbaya, as Danny likes to say.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend.
I'll catch you guys on the flippity flip.
You got it on the flippity flip. See you, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy's 120 days that Hoodie gave him for penance is up, and he's back. 312-332-3776. It's Cap. Justin Fields Day. We got to get White Sox in the best freaking record in baseball. They swept away the Twins.
What happened there? Who are you just talking to?
Jimmy Joe Pesci.
Oh, I was listening to Bruce Springsteen. What's going on there? What do you have? Do you say anything good?
More of your calls. And cats have amazing powers. We'll be right back. Take that.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Up, 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 hey, up. 7:56 in the great city of Chicago. Would you go to minicamp, or not minicamp, rookie minicamp? If they would allow us in, if the phone rang right now, This is Brandon Faber, and I'd like to invite the two of you up. Would you go?
Yes.
I think it'd be cool as hell to see that guy's first, like, to be there early enough to watch him run out of the locker room door to the practice field and go, that's the first step our future all-pro quarterback takes as a Bear.
Look at my baby's first steps. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, his first steps. Oh, my God. Did you film that? No? No!
Of course I want to be able to see that.
Like, if they're smart, they're doing, like, a TikTok and a Instagram Live and whatever. Here he comes.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You can't get that moment back.
Yeah, of course. It's just because it's new and fresh. I don't want to see Andy Dalton's first steps in a Bears uniform.
Me either.
I don't know what that looks like. It looks like a red rifle.
That's it.
But what it feels, it looks like the future.
Correct.
Because it is.
It is. The future is totally different. I just think it's an awesome, awesome day. They made a massive move up. They got lucky in that draft because Denver said, nah. Detroit was locked into Jared Goff, who we don't think is very good. Carolina said no. And now there are other people in the league going, I think people might have missed here.
But then Gettleman says, I'm not going to trade your ham sandwich. Give me something else.
I need your number one pick.
Cool.
Done.
Fine.
Take that.
Who's going to be a better quarterback in 5 years? I think that we have the guy in place and not the Giants. That's what I believe.
I agree.
The Giants are not an embarrassment. But I don't think that. I think that was a reach at quarterback for them.
Possibly. We're going to find out. They've surrounded him with a lot of weapons. I will tell you that the Adam Johns article in The Athletic about detailing what went on in that room that night.
Fantastic.
And they said what you saw on TV where they're kind of high-fiving, giving a little hug, that was for the cameras. They had gone crazy when the phone rang and it was it Champ Kelly or whoever, Josh, one of them was on the phone with the Giants, and they went, and he turned to Pace and goes, good, they made the deal, we're in. Because they had agreed to it earlier in the day, but you never know. So,
speaking of good times.
The White Sox are red hot.
Oh, boy.
Jesse Rogers joins us next to discuss the best team in baseball. That's right. Get a little Cub question in there because they're in Detroit tonight, but this is about the White Sox. Best team in baseball. You want to talk about load management? Tony's done a good job there. Take that.
And the Cubs.
Back in 2 minutes.